The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, good morning and welcome to another episode of the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, and I said good morning because it's relatively early in the morning. And I'm only saying this because if you remember, on Friday, I told you that there would not be an episode today. Monday, Labor Day. Well, guess what? I changed my mind. So, let me torture you today with the Rated R Safety Show. I'm not going to call it a Labor Day edition because I'm sure there's not a lot of stuff that I'm going to be talking about related to Labor Day. I'm just going to tell you what the hell's going on. So, why wait any longer? And let's just get started with the news.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R Safety Show.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
All the news stories for today. What to cover and what to talk about, of course. Well, unless you've been under a rock, you're probably not aware of this one, but I'm going to share it anyways, because I doubt a lot of you have been under a rock. Hurricane Dorian made landfalls in Elbow Cay in the Bahamas at around noon on Sunday. By the time of the landfall, Dorian had strengthened to a Category 5 with 185 mile per hour winds gusting up to 220 miles per hour. This makes Dorian the strongest landfall Atlantic hurricane on record. Its speed has slowed to about 4 miles per hour, meaning that it will be ravaging the Bahamas for a while. The same will happen if it makes landfall in Florida. And of course, being here in Orlando, a lot of people are kind of hesitant about what's going on. They keep on saying that it's not going to be coming this general direction of Orlando, but who really knows what's going to happen? Anyways, I did not mention today. Today is Monday, September the 2nd, day 245 of the year. And yep, only 120 left before the whole shitstorm is over with. On some sad news, let's go ahead and cover this. The death toll of a weekend shooting in Odessa, Texas has risen to 7 people. The gunman began a rampage after being pulled over by a state trooper, leaving 22 people injured before being killed in a shootout. No motive has yet been determined. Don't know what to tell you. I know that it feels like just a few weeks ago we were having a conversation about some shootings that were occurring in Texas and in Ohio, and this seems just to be an ongoing thing regardless of the conversations that you and I have. Don't know what to say there. No spin, no twist, no turn on that one, my friends. So let's go ahead and change some of the information up and let's go into some conversations here. I know some things get automated and some things get strange and some things we change as we move forward, but listen to this one. 2 robot pole dancers. Yep, you heard me right. 2 robot pole dancers wearing high heels topped with a CCTV camera on their head will debut in a French nightclub to celebrate the club's 5th anniversary next week. The bots were the brainchild of British artist Giles Walker, who overlaid the metal bodies with parts of plastic mannequins to give quite a stripper and more anatomically correct look. To me, sounds like the beginning stages of the Terminator. I mean, what is that? The T-100? The T-800? I don't know. Maybe it's the T-Beta. Who knows what the hell I'm talking about? So we'll continue on down the path, ladies and gentlemen, down the path. Another story coming out of Hong Kong. Hong Kong riot police used tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannons to dispense crowds as tens of thousands marched in the city over the weekend. Protesters lit fires, threw bombs. Whoa. Are you sure? Threw bombs? And attacked parliament buildings in demonstrations against China's rule. Saturday's clashes mark 5 years since China ruled out fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. Well, holy crap-a-mole, Dole. It's been 5 years there. Something tells me we're going to be continuing to talk about this news story for quite some time.
Duh.
So a few weeks ago, we were talking about the five most unfriendly state. And of course, New York is coming back up, trying to make some changes in the New York City area. The effort to make the New York City a friendlier place for bicyclists hasn't been without a downside. Since 2011, bicyclists have injured more than 2,250 pedestrians, including at least seven fatalities. According to the NYPD, injuries are up 12% this year, rising to 127 through the end of June, and up to 113 from the same period of last year. So, crap, how the hell are bicyclists injuring pedestrians? Like, do they not see the pedestrians? Or are they kind of sticking their foot out and kind of slamming into them? I don't know. That just sounds weird to me. Bicyclist injures pedestrian. Are the pedestrians just being assholes and jumping out in front of them? I don't know. You want to know something kind of funny? I've never been to New York City. Yep. Never been to New York City. So did you hear about the computer glitch that occurred recently in France? A computer glitch briefly disrupted all air traffic in France and triggered a cascade. Oh, yes, a cascade of delayed flights in multiple countries Sunday, the last day of the summer holiday in Europe. Hours after the problems in France was fixed, schedule still lagged elsewhere. No cause of the meltdown has been determined yet. Oh, yeah, I can tell you what it is. It sounds like Skynet. Didn't you just hear a few moments ago that we were talking about the Terminators being built? Okay, maybe that's taking a little bit severe, but I'm getting pretty excited about the new Terminator movie coming out. Maybe I need to stop talking about it. I have mentioned Arnold Schwarzenegger two times in some previous episodes, and now today I'm mentioning the Terminator. Holy shit, I must really be excited. So, of course, I'm sure that if you've been stuck on the weekend watching some HGTV, yeah, I did go brand specific there, you kind of take a look at some of these shows that pop up about people repairing houses, fixing houses, and whatsoever. So it might encourage you, if you're actually going to look for a house, well, if you're looking to buy a new house, might want to avoid Massachusetts. The Bay State is the most expensive state to buy a home, according to new analysts from Smart Assets. I said Smart Assets, just in case. Factors considered including property taxes, listing prices, medium home values, and average closing costs. The medium listing price to a house in Massachusetts, are you ready for this, was about $480,000. Lower than California and Hawaii, but the state's property tax burden pushed it into the ugly number one spot. So when you're more expensive than California and Hawaii, oh yes, Hawaii, you know that you're really expensive. And we're not even talking about size of houses in regards of what's your square footage there, but shit, $480,000. I know some people that could buy it. I'm not on that list currently. Some bad news coming out of Seattle. Dozens were injured when a stage collapsed at the Seattle Music Festival over the weekend. Officials say that the crowd of 3,000 people were pushing on the stage barricade, causing the collapse. No one was seriously hurt, but dozens were injured and four were hospitalized with minor injuries. Well, I mean, I kind of take a look at that and go, well, why would you start pushing on the freaking barricade on the stage, man? What do you think is going to occur? Nothing good. Sure, it's not going to change a lot of what's going on. Anyways, let's continue. Maryland's top court ruled this week that a teen who sent sexually explicit cell phone videos of herself to two friends violated the state's child porn law. The teen will not have to register as a sex offender, but was ordered to undergo electronic monitoring and probation. The decision, which upheld a decision from a lower Maryland appeals court, means that other minors who engage in sexting could face the same legal repercussions. Not giving some plugs here, because I'm definitely going to talk about that for a moment, but there's a show on HBO, or was a show on HBO, because I think they're between seasons at the moment, that was called Euphoria. They kind of talked about the same subject matter in regards on how that was handled. What do you think? I know sexting's all the rage, of course, but when you're a minor and you're sending it to other minors, is that categorized correctly? I think it's a whole weird thing on how that works. I'm just talking about the sexting thing in general. But that's just way too much information that I probably should need to share on a Rated R show, huh? On the Rated R safety podcast here. But something to think about. Maybe those conversations should be had in regards of how that is going to change your whole life. Look at this. I mean, look at this one in particular. So let's continue down a little bit more here. A magnitude 5 earthquake hit Alaska on Saturday, sending tremors that could be felt all the way through the state's capital. That's nothing. However, compared to the magnitude 7.1 that hit last November, or the massive 9.2 that left a widespread damage in 1964. Now, don't get me wrong. The earthquake magnitude 5 is still important, but just not as big as some of the other ones that have occurred previously in Alaska. So like we always like to talk about, here we go. We're going to talk about the lottery real quick. No winner for Friday's night Mega Million drawing. Tuesday's night drawing will be for $127 million jackpot, or a $90.7 million cash payout. No winner for Saturday's night Powerball drawing. Wednesday's night drawing will be for about $80 million jackpot, or $57.3 million cash out. I would normally today give you the weekend box office, but as you are aware, today's a holiday. So it's a 4-day weekend is how they're actually going to do the box office. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. So let's get to one of my favorite parts of the show here. We're going to talk about the days of the year that you can celebrate today. Let's start off from the top. Labor Day. Bicentennial Day. Calendar Adjustment Day. Pierce Your Ears Day. Spalding Baseball Day. National Blueberry Popsicle Day. World Coconut Day. I don't know about some of those days, but the days are the days, and those are the days that you can celebrate. You've been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.